Is it because of Hard Knocks? Is it because in year two of Dan Campbell's head coaching for the Detroit Lions that fans might be even more excited than they even were last year when Dan Campbell's first year was seemingly going to be something that the fans were turning out for? And we know it was a very tough season, only winning the three games. Mm-hmm. Anticipation's even higher. You know, the big draft pick with Aiden Hutchinson, decent preseason. The Lions have announced that for Sunday's season opener, only 1,300 standing room tickets only are available for that game.
Hmm. Really?
The first time the Lions will have a standing room only crowd for a non-Thanksgiving game since 2017.
That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
And already the Lions have sold more tickets this season than last season. Of course, putting that in perspective, that shouldn't be too hard because the Lions did finish last in home attendance last year. And the Lions will even get the extra home game this year.
Yes, they do.
Remember the 17-game season, so every other year you're getting the extra game. Instead of 8, you get 9.
Right.
But the Lions do expect the sellout crowd of more than 65,000 at Comerica Park this Sunday. And again, standing room only tickets available. Wow. Against the Philadelphia Eagles, which hopefully will be a better outing this year than it was last year.
Last year, which was a blowout win for Philly.
It was a blowout win. I have to tell you, though, fans, if you are interested, I caught a little bit of this information online in the Detroit Free Press, Dave Burkett writing an article, and he says, just be aware, if you do plan to buy a standing room only ticket, being sold, by the way, for $74.
Huh?
Ooh. Stand for 4 hours.
That's a long time to stand.
It's also being packaged as part of a bundle that includes a seated tickets to next week's game against the Washington Commanders.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow. They're going to treat you good next week. Eh?
Doesn't say where the seat is.
All right.
But you stand for the opener and you get to sit for the second game of the season. Thereby ensuring another decent home attendance, perhaps, the second game of the season. I can only imagine what were to happen if the Lions were to win the home game. What might happen with the tickets for the second game of the season, as well as the rest of the season? Maybe they'll give them more ticket sales going on.
Could be a lot of large crowds.
Could be. But just you know, high anticipation, high hopes. Of course, perhaps it's tied into the fact that Detroit sports fans, Michigan sports fans, are looking for something to cheer for since for the past several months with all that was being played, of course, with Detroit Tigers baseball game, and that didn't give too much.
No, really didn't give a lot of joy.
Cheering, so.
Right.
But that's pretty cool.
If it weren't for, let's say, for the last 8 years, right? When's the last time a Detroit team's been in playoffs? Is it 6 years? Is that what they're saying? Man. Something like that, five to six years?
Yeah.
Really, the only thing that people in the state of Michigan have is Michigan football, I guess. Michigan basketball and Michigan State basketball and footballs. So if it wasn't for Michigan and Michigan State sports, it wouldn't be much.
On a statewide basis, yes. You're exactly right.
Right.
You got to go to the college ranks. Now, as exciting as all that sounds, I do have to give you the reality check if this prediction comes true.
Yes.
You know, ESPN. Well, a lot of different outlets are coming out with predictions and stuff, right. But ESPN has come out with a specialty prediction, projecting this year that the Detroit Lions will allow the most points scored in the league. Now, last year, the Lions allowed the second most points. Mm-hmm. But ESPN says, and Mike Clay, I guess, is doing the predicting here, he says the Lions will allow the most points in the league, 445 points.
How many did they allow last year?
467 points.
Hey, that's an improvement. There you go. There you go.
Well, it's one way to look at it.
You see, we will find the silver lining in that cloud.
A little glimmer of hope.
Well, it's going to be an improvement, hey, as long as it's an improvement. We will tuck this away, and at the end of the season, we'll check the stats and find out. And then we'll see how that prediction goes.
All right. Well, quickly, let me just tell you on FanDuel, you can bet when the Lions will get their first win. It seems like FanDuel believes maybe week one not looking real good, but maybe week two is looking a little bit better.
That Commanders game.
Yeah, the Commanders game, okay. Right. Philly is being predicted by many to win their division, so you know, could be a tough game for the Lions. We shall see. Also, to throw a little bit reality on the situation, too, Pro Football Talk. They came out with their very first power rankings yesterday, and they have the Detroit Lions at number 28 of the 32 teams. So they're not 32.
We're not 32.
And, and basically what they say is they have some of the pieces, but can they do it? It's kind of like what I always say when it comes to Lions. Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong, right? Yeah. And that's, I think, the situation for the Lions. It's like, you know, you seem to have better talent. The coaching staff seems like they're doing the right things, but you've got to prove it. Yep. They've got to show it on the field of play.
Well, we'll start on Sunday.
Sunday's the kickoff. So there's your glimmers of hope and maybe reality checks, Lions fans.